This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Called to see if your back was still aligned and your sheets were growing grass all on the corners of your bed. But you got too much to wear on your sleeves. It has too much to do with me. And secretly, I want to bury in the yard the gray remains of a friendship scar.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, August the 7th, 2014, 95.7 KJR. That is the Shins. Is that the new KJR?
Oh, man. Shins all day?
That'd make me happy.
I'm in.
We don't know what the new KJR is going to be, but it does take off tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. after the final Bob Rivers show. We're down to two Bob Rivers shows. The second one is going to start here in about 20 minutes when Bob gets here. Spike, Bob, and myself have been doing this together almost 25 years. It'll be 25 years to the day tomorrow when Bob Rivers signed on in Seattle. And at 10 a.m. he will sign off and the new KJR will launch. And don't really know what that's going to be. I would love if it was the Shins and that kind of stuff. I felt there's a little bit of a hole in this radio market left by when the mountain kind of imploded themselves, where used to work, you know, quality music.
Oh, I was just at the zoo last night. John Hyatt, Taj Mahal, two total mountain artists. The place was packed.
Right.
The music was amazing. You'll never hear it on the radio.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons I just played that song. It's like, you're not going to hear that anywhere. I don't know if you're going to hear that here either, but I figured I've got 2 days left, so I would start with that.
And are we going to have Joe's crazy music toss out day?
Well,
I knew it was coming.
I'm trying to decide, you know, what this new format is going to be, or maybe it'll be the same. I don't know. And maybe it won't even be music. Maybe we'll, you know, at 10 a.m. some news guy will sign on, or a sports guy, or crickets.
Crickets.
We don't know. But my first thought was a quality music station, much like the Mountain in its great days was, could be, or it could be this.
Yes, here comes Amos. Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos.
I've always felt there's not enough Jerry Reed on the radio either.
There's never enough Jerry Reed.
Yeah, either. I think novelty country songs would be a great format. We could do Jerry Reed, Ray Stevens, Jerry Clower.
Songs to punch my face to.
Rodney Crowell. I mean,
they call him the street.
Yeah, I mean, I could listen
best
to
this thing on 2 feet.
These are just my personal favorites. I'm just speculating. Oh, if you want to keep me around, and maybe it'll keep me
if
around.
You want to keep me around, play some Jerry Reed.
Yeah, to play the songs.
I'm down the road.
I could go with the Shins, or I could go with some good novelty country.
You got some eclectic taste, brother.
It's really such a weirdo.
I know.
Or,
so cool.
This is a format that has never been on radio that I would listen to all day long. Check this out. You don't want all jazz fusion all the time?
Joe's Prog Rock Jazz Fusion Corner.
That's the great return to forever. You Stanley know, Clark, Lenny White, Chick Corea, Al Di Meola, the greatest.
Joe.
Yes,
no, ma'am. They would not put you in that radio station. They usually have someone that sounds like this.
That's
true.
We're
listening to Chick Corea.
Yeah, we're going
to
need you to breathe deep through your nose. Just count backwards from 100.
I don't want to disappoint you guys, but you know, a format tested really well in Indiana. And so I believe it's going to be this. 24/7 polka.
Polka, polka, polka.
Polka, polka, polka.
You know?
Yeah, we got to take advantage of that Weird Al moment, that Weird Al Yankovic moment, that accordion. Uh-huh. Nobody's played accordion, baby.
I would listen to that for a little while, I think. In all seriousness, they do want to, you know, do something with this radio station that people are going to like. So let's do a quick little test. What song would you like to be the first song played on a radio station? At 10 a.m., and I don't even know that it will be a song, but what song would you like to hear? 877-901-0957. Pedro's got a pretty big music library in there. We'll try to pull it up if we can and give everybody a sample. Doesn't have to be funny. I mean, it can be. This is a serious question. What do you like? What would you love to hear when the new 95.7 KJR launches at 10 a.m. on August the 8th, 877-901-0957, give us some input because we really, you know, I really don't know what's going to happen exactly, but I suspect it will be music. And
do you?
Yeah, I mean, but who's to say?
You know, I have a secret dream. I'm sure I'm not accurate because I know it doesn't test well, but 90s alternative would be my secret dream. I worked at a 90s alternative station for 1 year while it existed, K-Rock. And it's, you know, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Fiona Apple, Soundgarden, R.E.M., Collective Soul, you know, Weezer, Nick Drake, Jane's Addiction, like all that great music.
I like most everybody you mentioned there. That wouldn't be a bad format at all.
How could it be when you got Tracy Chapman, White Zombie, you know, even like Tears for Fears, like whatever, you can make, you want to take it down a notch?
It's almost classic rock for your generation, which is one generation behind my generation.
It's 90s alternative, and there's not enough of it. And it's all those songs that when they do come up, you're like, oh, I love that song. I absolutely love it.
That's, except that I love that stuff too, but it's the word alternative in itself means it's off the norm, right? So if that's the new norm.
Well, Texter says that the first song the news station should play is Sir Mix-a-Lot, I Like Big Butts. Someone else says, Hey Jude by Tiny Tim. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha, ho ho, hee hee.
That's the last song we'll play, actually.
Yeah. Oh, Carolina Drama by the Raconteurs. Yeah, right. Several species of small furry animals gather together in a cave.
There's another format I could embrace. You bet.
Dave Matthews, Ants Marching. Somebody wants to hear Ripple by the Dead. I think that must have been me who texted it.
Oh, yeah.
Video Killed the Radio Star. Let's see.
That's a classic radio smasher.
Someone
video
else says,
killed the radio star.
Joe smokes so much weed. Someone said...
Somewhere back in the day.
Someone says, all Jack White all day. That's what the new format should be. No joke. My God, his new record is so good. I have not had a, I got to turn this up so I can't listen to it with the kid in the car because I can't listen to it soft. I got to get listen to it loud moment.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'm guessing on line two here, Tom, you probably are wanting White Bird by It's a Beautiful Day. Is that
exactly
the song you would?
You guys, for 25 years, you've been nothing but entertainment in the morning, and just words don't say enough of what you bring to the community, and it's going to be a big void that probably will never be filled the same. So you guys really do need to take a moment and reflect of what you do bring to the community, and thank you.
Hey, thank you, man. And I do love It's a Beautiful Day. David LaFlame is a very talented musician, and I could listen to... to that stuff.
Oh, good old David LaFlame.
Yeah, listen, this is beautiful music.
This is a song your parents had on when they were getting the neighbors down the street drunk. Trying to talk the old lady into being swingers.
It's called a key party.
Goodbye.
That's what we're going to do. Hey. See, we're going to put all the keys in this bowl here.
You told me you thought Al was a nice guy.
Goodbye. Bob, Carol, Ted, and Alice is on the tape there.
You put on that It's a Beautiful Day CD.
No.
Nope. I don't even know if it is a CD. I've got it on vinyl. I don't know if they got around to pressing that or not.
I always thought that was Grace Slick singing the female parts of that. You know?
Yeah, Linda LaFlame, I think.
David's wife.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. His wife.
Yeah.
Swingers.
Jeff in Seattle is going a little more conventional. What song would you like to hear on the new KJR, the very first song out of the shoot at 10 a.m. on August the 8th?
I'd like to hear the song that says Jody and Spike are still here, number one.
I love that song.
That's my favorite song.
Death metal. Yeah, I'll never go for it.
They're flat crazy if they don't keep you up. But anyway, it's really tough on the dial anywhere to find the 45 to 55-year-old, you know, Joe, our era when Journey was on a roll.
You saying there's just not enough Journey in this era?
Boy, and if you could throw some Eagles on that, too,
you're talking
there to
the wrong people right now.
I sure appreciate the sentiment of keeping us, but if the first song is Journey, I may just pack my bags
man,
and leave.
Tony Soprano's last song?
No.
First song? That'd be pretty great.
I kid, because I know Journey is a huge, huge band.
Don't stop believing, people.
And you can't go wrong with a band that has the mass appeal of Journey, that's for sure. Thank you very much for the vote of confidence, too, Jeff. Let's see, Betty. Rich. It's Rich in Bremerton. You got a song that I have not heard, so I don't even know if this is some format or if it's even something we can play. What is this?
It's Betty the Bean.
Betty the Bean.
Betty the Bean.
What's the name of the band?
Barca Lounger.
By Barca Lounger, Betty the Bean.
Oh, that old classic.
Yeah, I've never heard it on the radio, but I've seen it live, and it's pretty good.
Well, here it is on the radio. This could be the new 95.7 KJR. Here's Barca Lounger, Betty the Bean.
Here comes a story about Betty the Bean. A more beautiful girl you've never seen. She lives all alone in a house in the hills. On peanut butter and sleeping pills.
I love it. We got a winner.
She's all over town in her 280Z. With the blonde hair flowing for all to see. She thinks of herself as Angeline.
I think they played this at LBJ's inauguration. But these guys played live at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
All right, Rich. I think you're in the lead here. I love it. Betty the Bean by Barca Lounger.
Texters voting for Blue Oyster Cult. I'm not the one you were looking for. R.E.M., It's the End of the World. Like always, I would say anything by Ray LaMontagne, says a texter. Someone else says Bread, Kashmir, Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf. Let's see, Stealing by Uriah Heep. And somebody else says The Wiggles, and they're just saying that to make me mad, and it worked.
I tell you what, you take those 8 or 10 songs you just mentioned, you throw all those in a format, and I would listen, because those are all great songs. Yeah. Different genres, but all great songs. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, man, this is one of my favorites. I'm going to have a hard time not playing the whole song on this. This is a great song right here, Taylor. I agree completely, and I would listen. You know, I used to sit in my car at night and listen to KVI 570 AM waiting for this song to come on because they were the only station that played it. Back
hey, Joe, I got a little gem for you. Mm-hmm. The female vocal on that song is not Beverly. It's actually my mom. She was the studio singer for that song.
On Whitebird?
No, you got the wrong one. This is the Wii 5.
Well, we haven't played that. This is your mom singing this song?
Yes, and because she was a minor, my dad wouldn't sign the contract to let her stay with the group, so she had to leave.
Oh, we got to listen to this. This is one of my all-time favorite songs. I used to sit in the car, because they'd play it about every 2 hours on KVI, waiting for this song to come on. I am not kidding you.
Really?
And it's your mom. We got to listen to this. This is one of the most beautiful songs ever recorded.
Davey's actually saying that.
All right, hold on just a sec, because I want to talk to you some more. This is the Wii 5.
Give me a second, Joe, so I can find a good version of this one.
Yeah, find the good studio version. Wow, that's really cool. Is your mom still with us?
Yeah, she is.
Can Joe come over and meet her? Is that weird?
It was weird as we had a family reunion, and the song came on the restaurant we were on, and my whole family stopped eating, and I said, what? And then they told me the story.
Wow.
This is one of the greatest songs ever recorded. Listen to this.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
That's a great tune, man.
And you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh. I got worries, oh. I got just to ease my pain, just to ease my pain. I got trouble, I got worry.
Our boss has got a hose running from his car's exhaust pipe to the window of his office.
It was just getting going. I'm letting this one go. Oh, this is awesome, man. Oh, you cut it off. That
great,
is the greatest
man.
Song.
That
is
awesome, Joe.
That's your... I was listening to my mom sing when I was a young kid, and I thought, gosh, Mom, you should be a professional singer, and I never knew.
That is cool. And your mom was underage, so she couldn't sign a legal contract?
Yep. She was part of the group that used to be the Ridge Runners before the Wii 5, and then the Wii 5's brother, his brother was on the Kingston Trio, so she did backup for them, too.
Yeah, and that song still gets played on the radio every day. There aren't too many of those kind of stations left, but the ones that there are there, that is a staple.
Anyways, I will miss you guys, and so when I wake up, you guys are on my mind, and it's going to be hard not to have you there.
Well, we'll miss you, Taylor, and everybody, and I'll certainly miss hearing stories like that. Thank you so much for a wonderful story, and say hi to your mom and tell her I'm a big fan.
You got it.
Texter says, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World, Hits from the Bong by Cypress Hill, The Cure is Just Like Heaven, all movie soundtracks, Megadeth, Symphony of Destruction, Iron Butterfly and Agata DeVita, Beep Beep by the Playmates, Slayer, Rain and Blood, probably not.
Wow.
Float On by Modest Mouse, which is a great
song. Float On is a great song. It's got a good local connection. We should just print this this list out for Keith.
We may have
all his work done, you know.
Now, I'm sorry, but I have to cut in on this topic.
Uh-huh.
We have to make an announcement.
Okay.
Please.
Joe's birthday.
Oh, it's true. It is my birthday.
It's your birthday. And so here's a song for you.
I would go with this 24/7. And I guess actually there is a place for that 24/7. I'm just too cheap to pay the subscription fee. But they do have a channel for this already. You know, I always
song of all time,
yeah. Oh, I love Terrapin Station. It is probably my my favorite song of all time. In fact, after they played Terrapin the last New Year's show, I walked out and I knew there would still be more music. But it's like that's the one I want to end.
Good, thanks, boys.
Yeah, that's my last New Year's show, and that's the one I want to remember in my head. So that's the one I left after. And I always thought the Dead got kind of a short shrift, I guess you could say, here in Seattle, because a lot of people love the Grateful Dead. Very little radio play on any channel.
Well, all the radio play they got were like the three worst songs.
Yeah, Truck In or whatever.
Touch of Gray.
Exactly.
You know.
And I've heard Touch of Gray right here at 95.7 KJR. Right. But you go down to the Bay Area and, you know, you hear a lot of Grateful Dead on the radio. Of course, that's where they're from. It's like hearing Pearl Jam here, I guess. Yeah. But anyway, here's a local band somebody would like to hear on the new 95.7. It's the Ventures. Are you a big Ventures fan, Mark?
Oh, I'm a Ventures fan. I think the new format should be everything Seattle. You start with the Ventures, you move on to Jimi Hendrix, grunge music, Spike and the Impalers. There's a great jazz scene in the Seattle area.
So,
I mean, all kinds of local music, all kinds of genres.
Yeah, there was actually an internet venture that is now no longer, but they did all Seattle music, and they also were inclusive of bands that were coming to town to play, and it was really cool. And if you think you can't fill a day with all Seattle music, you are wrong.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it was amazing.
So many new bands that do the original music. Like I said, there's a great jazz scene. I live in North Bend. I go to Boxley's a lot. You know, that's all jazz every night.
I've heard Boxley's is great. There's a jazz club in North Bend and Bellevue, and I haven't been to either one. I guess these are the kind of things I'll be able to get out and do a little more.
Well, the problem with the Seattle station is that some people who don't want to hear North Bend jazz do want to hear Shabazz Palace as a rapper. You know, so. All Seattle encompasses quite a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
And, it sure does.
World music, all kinds of stuff. Well, not a bad suggestion. I'm sure the powers that be will be taking all these suggestions in mind. Let's see. We got Robert in Mount Vernon. What song would you like to hear first at 10 a.m. on August 8th here at 95.7?
Yeah, I would like to hear Wasn't It a Party.
Wasn't It a Party?
Yeah.
By...
I don't remember. I just can't get it after.
It must have been a great party then.
Wasn't that a party?
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you, man.
Could have been the whiskey. It might have been the gin.
Oh, yeah.
It could have been the three.
I'd do this.
I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My hands are like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me on me, oh my.
Wasn't at a party. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Well, we're down to just a little under 2 minutes before the Bob Rivers Show, so I'm just going to speed through these and let you get your plug in. Tom and Shelton, what would you think would be the great first song for 95.7?
How about Rippling Waters from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band?
Rippling Waters from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Okay.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Shannon in Redmond. Well, how about you?
Lee Michaels, Heidi Hi, Heidi Hey.
We got a little of that for you here.
No.
Okay, yeah. But it didn't matter. Love it bad. I
We'll have to go and reclaim all those oldies billboards if we start playing that stuff. That's good stuff, though. I love that. Commander Cody, you say. Lenny and Tumwater. I love Commander Cody, but I'm not familiar with this song. Commander Cody, Hawaii?
It's Hawaii Blues, Joe. My name's Larry. And it's on the Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen album, and it's called Hawaii Blue, and it's a great song.
All right, we'll see if we can dig it up. We're running a little short on time now, but we'll try to use it later, and I will definitely listen to it because I like Commander Cody, and we got two hurricanes bearing down on Hawaii, so we may have an excuse to play that later. They got the blues over there for sure. And the last one, and this one is a... this one could actually be a winner. I don't know what's going to happen, but at least it's kind of a conventional, kind of a radio-friendly song. What do you think should be the first song on the new 95.7 there, Elizabeth?
I think it should be Saturday in the Park by Chicago. And I love you guys. I'm going to miss you so much.
Well, we're gonna miss you too, and we will be around. You know, I live on the east side. I'm gonna hopefully be working in Seattle here, or you know, wherever the winds carry us. But we do know at 10 a.m. the last Bob Rivers show ends. Bob Spike and Joe, the guys who have been together now for almost 25 years. Bob will be stepping away, and the new 95.7 KJR will launch at 10 a.m. on August the 8th. That's tomorrow. Don't miss it. Bob Rivers Show, the second to the next to the last. How do you want to say it? Show
the day before the day. The day, what he likes to say, right?
The day before the day starts next.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, Friday morning at 10, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
Some patchy fog and morning clouds will start your day, but most areas will get mostly sunny. Places like the San Juan Islands on the coast may not see the sun today, but highs will be in the 70s. Weekend looking good and sunny. Saturday in the upper 70s and Sunday in the lower to mid 80s. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Just minutes from Seattle is a place that will surprise and captivate you. Where the air seems to change, and with it, so do the possibilities. Snoqualmie Casino is Seattle's closest casino. Just off I-90 at exit 27. See Huey Lewis in the news on August 14th. For tickets and information, go to snowcasino.com.
Before Shelly did a cartwheel on the sideline of the soccer field. Before she screamed, "You've got this," 12 times in a row.
"You got this."
And before she picked up 5 of the world's most enthusiastic soccer players, all under the age of 6. Shelly applied for the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card so she could get 1% cash back on her son's first pair of cleats, 2% cash back on game time snacks, and 3% cash back on gas, all with no hoops to jump through, which meant she didn't have to worry about changing categories or expirations on rewards. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back everywhere, every time, 2% cash back at grocery stores, and 3% cash back on gas. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to $1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Copyright 2014 Bank of America Corporation.
How big is the Albertsons 75th anniversary sale? Well, bigger than big. It's so big it has its own zip code kind of big. In fact, big's just not a big enough word. It's huge. The huge Albertsons 75th anniversary sale. Awesome savings all over the store. It's so huge, we had to get a huge voice to tell you about the savings. Take it away, huge voice guy.
That's right. It's Albertsons' huge 75th anniversary sale. This week, when you buy 6 participating products, you can mix or match Frito-Lay party-sized chips for just $2.99. You can also mix or match Gatorade flavors for just 75 cents when you buy 6 or more participating products. Plus, pick up boneless, skinless chicken breasts for only $1.98 a pound. Check out every department for more savings during Albertsons' 75th anniversary sale. It's huge.
Huge savings, huge sale. Albertsons, not just big, huge 75th anniversary sale. Don't miss it.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package including 3 or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the more you save.
Don't miss Huey Lewis and the news at Seattle's closest casino.
That's the power of love.
Snoqualmie Casino's Summer Concert Series welcomes Huey Lewis and the News on Thursday, August 14th. Party with the power of love at the Mountain View Plaza, just minutes from Seattle. Crescent Club members have early access to tickets and discounts. Become a member and take your above it all to the next level. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
We are delighted to be bringing professional women's sports back.
The Seattle Storm Select, Sue Bird.
Seattle, you have a champion once again!
Lauren Jackson, MVP of the WNBA Finals.
Step through, move, and a beauty kisses it.
August 7th is Thirsty Thursday at Key Arena. Join us for happy hour from 5:30 to 6:30 before the Storm takes on Shoney Schimmel and the Atlanta Dream. Live music, $3 Manny's, and Coors Light. Get your tickets today at stormbasketball.com.
You know, it's embarrassing enough to have a single car oops kind of accident, right? I mean, the last thing you then want to have to do is go all around town gathering up estimates, trying to figure out who's going to fix your car right away. You know, I had one of those experiences recently, and Jordan Valley Auto Body Repair on West Sunshine repaired and replaced every little reminder of that embarrassing moment. Let Jordan Valley Auto Body Repair erase your next mistake. You can see other testimonials and all their great services at JordanValleyABR.com.
Have you been waiting to visit the folks at Bellevue Rare Coins? Well, now that the sun is here, consider turning some of your unneeded items into summertime cash. Experts at Bellevue Rare Coins standing by to help you find out what your valuables are really worth. What are you waiting for? Go find out today.
School savings is in session, only at Kohl's. Save even more when you shop late Friday and early Saturday. Find graphic tees that make a statement for back to school, like standout smiles for girls, $8.99 each. Rockin' tees for young men, $12.99. Boys' styles at 30 to 50% off. And juniors' graphic tees, just $11.99. For the little ones, save 30% on Disney Frozen favorites, all while earning Kohl's cash. Come in this weekend to make a big statement at a not-so-big price. Find your yes. Kohl's.
This is what overtime sounds like inside an arena. And this is what overtime sounds like inside a Buffalo Wild Wings. Because sports fans know, at Buffalo Wild Wings, overtime is code for happy hour. And here's why B-Dub's version of overtime sounds even better. Select appetizers for $4 and tall beers of the month. Yeah, the big ones start at just $2.50, weekdays 2 to 7. So grab your friends and get ready for the five most delicious hours of your day. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Participating locations only.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in, they won't be here long. IHOP, everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Want a wireless phone with no annual contract and good coverage? Walmart's got an incredible GoPhone smartphone monthly plan. You get unlimited talk and text, plus 1 gigabyte of data for $45 a month. And it's only at Walmart. Get it all with GoPhone from AT&T, the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network with no annual contract and no credit check. Save money, live better. Walmart. Plan good for 30 days. Domestic minutes, messaging varies by country, only at Walmart for new GoPhone customers. Reliability based on nationwide carriers 4G LTE. Other restrictions apply. See Walmart stores for details.
This report is brought to you by Alaska Airlines.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We did have a rollover collision, I-5 southbound near Spokane. That's been cleared out of the way, and it looks like things are just lightly congested as you come out of downtown. I-5 northbound near the I-5 405 split in Linwood. We did have some debris in the road. It looks like it's been moved over to the shoulder, but state troopers are still on the shoulder as well. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, still seeing a delay.
With fares from just $69, book a trip now to one of Alaska Airlines' destinations, like San Francisco, San Jose, or San Diego. Travel from Seattle valid from September 3rd to December 16th, 2014. Book by 8/12. Restrictions apply. Visit alaskaair.com for details.